I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question.
This is Vic Cohen broadcasting live from downtown Los Angeles, the Skid Row Studios, with horrible audio. Yes, it is a complete
disaster, and the reason being, it was technical error. That's what happened. That was very quick, Mindy. Mindy ran in.
I'm like a fox.
She is like...
I knew it was up.
Or a gazelle. I hate to say what the problem was. I'm embarrassed to say what it was, but I'm honest, because on this show, you know, we say, it's called It's a Fair Question, so you might be saying, Vic, what happened? What happened was I didn't push the button, the red button that says mic on. You know, that little button that makes people be able to hear me. Well, anyways, we want to thank you very much for joining us. This is Vic Cohen, broadcasting live from downtown Los Angeles's Skid Row Studios. The name of the show, again, is It's a Fair Question, because on this show, every question is a fair question. No question is too personal or ever off limits. It isn't. No question. And tonight, got a huge talent, an amazing woman. She's very beautiful, I must say. She's a supermodel. If she doesn't call herself that, I'm calling her that right now. I've determined it myself. I determined that years ago. You may know her from Deal or No Deal. She's also a wife. That's right. Not mine. But her husband is here with us. We may even talk to him in a little bit, because I find it very interesting. I want to know, what is it like being married to such a beautiful model? I wonder what that's like.
He
escorted her. I think he like watches after her to make sure that no one gets in her way. He's very protective. I purposely kept him in the other room so that if I want my way with you, he won't jump through the glass. You know, he won't be right next to me. So if you don't know her, she is Katie Clary. People Magazine's one of the most 100 beautiful people, part of that Deal or No Deal group that got named. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. When you said that, I was thinking of your parents, because your mom is who had you,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And you know, it's good that we talk about your mom right away, because I did do some research on you.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, if you don't know Katie Clary Stern,
mm-hmm.
Her website is K-A-T-I-E letter C. You do know her from Deal or No Deal, or you at least have seen her. It'd be impossible not to have seen her. Tell them your briefcase number, please.
I was number 11.
And were you 11 the whole time?
The whole time for 4 years. I can't believe it.
Wow.
It lasted 4 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. And it's a nice paycheck.
Oh, it was.
Right?
It was in the beginning.
I mean,
it was
regularly.
Like, you know, yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
Any regular work.
In this town, honestly, regular work is the most important thing.
Yeah, I think it is important,
yeah.
Obviously. Now, you said, thank you for having me. And then I said, well, I was thinking, I didn't really have you. Your mother had you.
That's right?
Right.
Yes.
I assume.
It would be weird if you had me.
Yeah, it would be. This would be very confusing.
Yes.
But it'd be a great interview.
Yes, it would be.
So the reason I wanted to kind of focus on that is because when reading about you, your mom's played a big part of your life, right?
Yeah, she has.
And still
absolutely.
Does?
Absolutely. The biggest part of my life. Yeah, she raised me. I was an only child. From 10 months old on. You know, my dad was there, but, you know, he was the fun weekend dad. And, you know, my mom was the hard worker. I mean, she worked several jobs and was able to, you know, raise me and work at the same time. I mean, it's crazy. I was a single mom. And, you know, I think that's where I got my strength from. And that's why I'm so driven to accomplish trying to save the world.
Well, I think it's important. I always find it really interesting to see where people have come from and get a sense of who they are. Because on the outside, it's very easy to say, oh, she's had it easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's beautiful. She's got a very handsome husband,
oh,
I must say.
Thank you.
He's a strapping man.
He's strapping.
He really
yes,
is.
He is.
It's like you get a little shy about that. Why are you kind of making this demure little...
Oh, no. I mean, you know...
Are you embarrassed?
I always laugh when I talk about Andrew. He's a character, you know?
We met at
a dog park.
You met in a dog park?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and... Just it was a random meeting.
Just so random. I mean, you know, he might have been stalking me a little bit.
I think he's stalking you now. He came here with you.
Yeah, well, you know, I said, you know, it's downtown LA. Late at night, I think it's safe.
100%.
Went to Umami Burger. Vegetarian, so I didn't get a burger, but he had to get the burger. So.
Well, when we say, you know, this is Skid Row Studios, it really is. We're really by Skid Row.
We're a few blocks away.
So, you know, like, on the outside, it looks like you've got a, I wouldn't say privileged life, but you definitely have a kind of a celebrity, it would seem, easy life, an easy road.
Honestly, right now it's, I went through the hard part, being raised by a single mom, like I said, and having, struggles growing up. I mean, it was just, we didn't have a lot of money. It was something that, I wasn't able to have what the normal kids have, what my friends had, and who had a mom and dad and they didn't have to work, couple jobs to make ends meet. So, that was a struggle, but then, going to college and then I came out here on my own 8 years ago. And actually in college I had, tried out for America's Next Top Model. And then Tyra called me while I was studying for finals my senior year of college. And she said, congratulations, we're flying you to LA and you're going to be on Top Model the first season. And so that's kind of how it all got started.
When you say she called you, how did they find you? Did you audition for that? Send in tapes?
I sent in a tape. Yeah, I was in Wisconsin. So it was my last year of college.
That's where they find all the great models, Wisconsin.
And oh, yeah, great. Yeah. A bar on every corner.
What city were you on?
In Kenosha.
Okay.
In Carthage College. Yeah. So I had a track scholarship there. So that's why I went there. Save some money. And of course, scholarships are great.
That's great. Now, you grew up, though, in Glenview?
In Illinois. So
outside of Chicago, northern suburb.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, some of Glenview's are kind of affluent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Glenview, Northbrook,
But you're saying that even though you grew up in a kind of a well-to-do or nice, comfortable neighborhood, but you were not necessarily like your friends and when it came to money?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, my grandparents, helped me and they had, they lived in a nice area. So, I lived with them for a little bit, actually to go to a nice school. So I had to fake it for a little bit.
Which school? Are you talking Glenbrook South?
Yes. You went to Glenbrook South.
Yeah,
I know.
We went
crazy
to the same high school.
Yeah. I think you actually graduated with my uncle maybe.
No,
Nick.
Katie's a little younger than
Nick.
Me. I mean, a little older than me.
Nick Solano.
It's impossible.
You know Nick?
I don't.
I think he's your, you
if
guys
you
are the
think
same
he's
age.
Your uncle, I don't know him.
You're so funny.
I want nothing to be anything
strapping,
to do with your uncle.
No, but
the
yes.
idea of I'd be your uncle's age angers me, and that's insane.
You're so funny. He's my young uncle.
Okay.
He's the young uncle.
That feels a little
he's
better.
He's the young, handsome young uncle.
Very good. Now but, I feel so much better.
No, but I grew up in kind of the outskirts of.
So the grandparents had a house in Glenview and then lived in another neighborhood that wasn't as nice as Glenview? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it was on the outskirts, unincorporated. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, but I had wealthy friends. And so I got a little taste of, the good life, which was great because, I didn't have that at all,
Now, hold on one second, Katie. Hey, Mindy, I'm hearing a minor buzz in my ear in my... headsets, is that being put out there or is that just my headset? It's like a do you hear that?
I'm not hearing
okay,
it.
Okay, maybe
my
it's
end.
Just my headset.
Are you getting a buzz?
I'm not getting any buzz.
Okay, it's probably me.
Although I would like to get a buzz.
She'd love a buzz.
I would love a buzz.
Yes, my part of this studio has been a technical wonder.
Oh,
from not hitting the mic button to hearing a buzz. I didn't hear the buzz earlier. I don't think
we
it's a medical
can
problem.
Maybe blame Melissa from Oral Stimulation because she turned the mic button off, obviously.
Okay.
So if you want to pass the blame.
I like passing the blame. All right. Well, thank you. I'm happy that our broadcast is actually sounding good. If you want to give us a call, the number is 800-893-9562. It's 800-893-9562. Now, Katie, we're talking to Katie Cleary, a model. And I was going to say, it feels like the next thing to say is mom, but you're not a mom.
No, producer, philanthropist.
Philanthropist, and we'll get into that. We are going to go there.
Yeah.
I promise. So you're also an only child, is that right?
I'm an only child. Yeah. And geez. It was, I would have liked to have siblings, to be honest. I really would have. I think it would have been great. I was lonely. But my husband's only child, too.
Well, you're on Deal or No Deal. Wasn't it like having 25 sisters in a way?
Yeah, best friends. 26 best friends. Yeah. But no, I didn't know anybody out here. Honestly, that was the first gig I landed within 2 months of being in LA 8 years ago.
So getting back to the supermodel, America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you submit a tape blindly?
Yeah. I just submitted a tape. Actually, it wasn't blindly. It was random. So I would submit the MTV, the reality shows they had. So I would like submit some videos with my friends and kind of, do these silly little tapes and send them in. And I hadn't heard anything. And then some random person, I had a website at that time. I was really young back then. I feel old now. But I had a website and some random person just emailed me on the website saying that there's this new show UPN is doing. It's called America's Next Top Model, and Tyra Banks is the host, mm-hmm. and I should try out for it. So I did my own videotape. I just set it up on a tripod and, you know, did the whole thing, VHS, and sent it in, and then they lost it. And then the producers called me and said to send another one in. I said, okay, this might be a good thing. You know, they want to see another one. And then I was studying for finals, and I get this random call from this producer in New York, and they said, okay, you have to go get a video camera, set it up by your phone. You're going to get a call in an hour. And I'm like, crap, I'm studying for finals. What am I going to do? Like, this is serious. This is my senior year finals. And an hour later, the phone rings. The producer calls and says, turn your video camera on. I said, okay. And I said, what is this all about? And they're just like, you'll find out in a second. And they said, we're going to put someone on the phone. And I'm like, okay, this is so weird. So this person on the phone said, and I had told my friends that I auditioned for the show. So I thought that it was them messing with me. Mm-hmm. So this person goes, hey, this is Tyra Banks, you know, and I just want to let you know that unfortunately you didn't get picked for America's Next Top Model. And I was shocked. And I go, what? I said, this isn't Tyra Banks. And she goes, yeah, it is. And I go, this isn't Tyra Banks. Come on, you guys. I'm like, stop messing with me. This is ridiculous. I go, she goes, girl, she's like, I'm not messing with you. She goes, pack your bag. She goes, I was just kidding. You made it. And she said, you're going to LA. And I go, what? And she goes, yeah. She goes, this is really Tyra. And she goes, and you got chosen as one of the 20 girls.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And so they flew me out to LA.
I had a similar story reminding me actually myself.
Yeah?
It was for America's Top Foot Model.
Yeah.
And I got
heard you
a call.
Have really nice feet.
I have beautiful feet, actually. Yeah,
I saw him on the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did. They're really, really handsome.
Actually, I have one toe that needs a little work, honest.
We all do.
Really? I feel better.
We all
now.
Do.
That makes me feel much better. So this idea of kind of coming from not a lot of money, a lot of times it's hard to adjust as an adult with success.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So what's that look like for you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, with modeling and particularly modeling, but a little bit of acting, it's been really successful. A lot of campaigns, a lot of different shows since Deal or No Deal. And, starting my nonprofit, Peace for Animals. I'm a big animal lover. And in particular, I mean, incorporating the entertainment business as a platform for my passion has been the most successful up until about 2 years ago. It's been really amazing. Just the amount of awareness I've been able to raise.
With
Peace for Animals, yeah.
Okay. That's an organization you created?
Yeah. I created it about 8 months ago now. And I've been doing it on my own for so long, raising money for different nonprofits. So the SPCLA, I did one, this big event I produced with Betty White 2 years ago to pass the Fur-Free West Hollywood bill.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was great because we found out that
fortunately, bill?
The Fur-Free West Hollywood bill.
And that means?
That means that you can't buy or sell fur in West Hollywood.
But let me ask you this, because I have a very hairy chest, as you can see.
Well.
This some would call, I consider it like kind of like a fur coat. Would I be
your
okay?
Own fur coat.
I mean, you're
You'd
not
be
gonna
okay.
Throw,
you're exempt from the bill.
You won't throw a pin
at
me?
No, definitely not. No. We're not radical like that. No. But no, that we found out that unfortunately, most of the fur comes from China that we buy, and found out that we did some undercover footage and tested the fur, and some of it is dogs and cats.
So are you committing your life more towards this kind of work than your acting and modeling?
Well, I'm starting to produce now, and I'm producing, documentaries that are about environmental awareness, animal welfare, and just saving the planet, because the planet's in peril right now. We're taking too much from it. We're not giving enough back. So I'm involved in this every single day. This is my passion. This is my, my passion project.
Right. Okay. Now, I don't want to sound cynical,
mm-hmm.
but because it's great. I mean, it's positive, obviously.
Yeah.
You see a lot of celebrities who take on causes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just curious, like, is this is organic from who you are, or did it come out of your celebrity work, or is it a combination of both? Or
no, I've been doing this since I was 12 years old. Animal welfare activist ever since I was, growing up. I mean, I would rescue animals with my mom. We would rehabilitate wildlife. We've bottle fed kittens and puppies and found baby squirrels and baby raccoons and you name it. I mean, just you know, trying to give back and help these animals that unfortunately would die if we didn't take them in.
What was that about? You think that was just because you were a kind little girl, or were you looking for connection because you were an only child?
No. I just, honestly, my passion's always been animals ever since I was, 5 years old.
Do you have any
say.
Idea where that's come from?
My mom is, we've always rescued.
Her mother is a bear.
Kittens. My mom is a bear and she raised me and I was a bear cub and right. I turned into this model.
Is your mother, has she ever been a model?
No, people ask her all the time, but she's too short. She's only 5'3".
Wow.
And my dad is the tall one. He's about like 6'3". So I'm kind of in between. I'm about 5'9".
So how did you reconcile as a child that young? Yeah. You said he left you when you were barely alive, right?
Well, I was 10 months old, and they got divorced. So, he was around, but he just wasn't that responsible, normal dad. He just was like the fun, oh, let's go to the Cubs game, which is great. But, where are you when you're, we're growing up, that's the most important part.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Kids, that's all they want.
Yeah. You need that support. You need that love. And of course. And that's very
How much, I don't know if you ever thought about this, but going to become a model, you're seen, mm-hmm. you get a lot of attention from men, mm-hmm. right? How much of that psychologically do you think played into you becoming a model? Not having a father like you would like, being an only child.
Yeah.
Do you think at all it played a part in it?
I don't know. I mean, I've always, ever since I was young, I've been involved in modeling, but it's not so much, it wasn't pushed on me by my parents or my mom or anything. It was just something that I've always wanted to do and be and in the entertainment business. I just thought that this would be a great way to raise awareness for my passion. And it's always been like that. Ever since I, like I said, was 12 years old, I was always like, I'm going to go to LA. I'm going to, be this big model or actress or whatever. And then I'm going to use that as a platform to raise awareness for animals and animal welfare.
You had a game plan at 12.
Honestly, I'm not kidding. And people say that, they think I'm crazy.
I don't. I think it's interesting.
But no. And I actually always wanted to be a veterinarian, to be honest. That was my, when I was really young, 7, 8, 9 years right. old, And then, when I started modeling at 12, I said, okay, well, this could be a great thing. I could have my own foundation, my own animal rescue. And then I could raise awareness with, that platform of,
I sometimes think of myself as an animal, kind of a lost animal. And if
with the hairy chest? Yeah, a little bit,
And I know your husband's in the other room, but if I'm ever needing, feeding, suppling, I don't know.
we'll take you in. We've got a lot of animals at home.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I need that. I'm going to take you up on that.
Sure.
So you've been, the things that, the qualities as a child you see now manifesting yourself in your life as a grown woman is what it sounds like.
It's always been that way. It's always something in the back of my head. I don't know where it really came from. I mean, I know that I've always rescued animals, but I always knew what I was going to do.
You said you started modeling at 12.
Yeah.
So what was your very first modeling job?
Oh my gosh. I think it was a catalog.
Marshall Fields.
Something like that.
Shit.
Yeah, it was something. Yeah,
department
right.
Store in
it
Chicago.
Was. Yeah, I know what happened. Macy's took it over. But no, it was like, I remember I was on the beach and I was, this guy was driving
like
this little, beach cruiser. And I was sitting on the, in the front of it and, having fun. But I was so green and I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, they're just like, just smile and have fun. And I was like, okay, great. And that was the first job.
What privileges do you think you've had growing up? Currently, being a beautiful woman, you obviously are a beautiful child. What privileges has that given you as a human being?
Oh my gosh, the privileges. I would say people want to be friends with you, and they're nice to you. They want to get close to you. They want to hang out with you. They want to talk to you. They want to be in your life. But on the flip side, you're not taken seriously. And you have to prove yourself. And I felt like my whole life I had to prove myself and that I was smart, not just beautiful, but smart. And I was driven and I'm a powerful person. I feel that I've gotten even more powerful with my cause for peace for animals.
What is it like being a woman who men objectify? Because that's what, a lot of men, it's natural to admire beauty. I guess there's a difference between objectifying, but... Mm-hmm. It's got to be like everyone loves attention, but then is there ever a time where it just feels kind of icky?
Absolutely.
Like you walk in a restaurant and
everyone is staring at you and you feel like, oh my God, do I have something in my but face, yet, do I've got, you know. And,
but that's
and
what
feel,
pays the bills, is the attention.
It is, but, you know, I'm so much more than what's on the outside. And that's the thing, when people get to know me, they're kind of shocked. They had no idea that I had a whole different side to me, a whole different mm-hmm. life. And that's, I think that's what I get most. They're shocked at how driven and how I make things happen, essentially. That I say, you know, a lot of people are talkers. I'm not a talker.
One thing I find also really fascinating about you is when you were a kid, like when you were very young, when you go to college, you went to this school in Kenosha, mm-hmm. a small university, and
yeah,
you had the scholarship.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a scholarship, but from what I read, you were selling real estate at some point.
Yeah.
Now, was that throughout college?
No. Actually, that was right when I graduated. So I didn't come out here right when I graduated.
Was
so
that in Kenosha?
That was, no, I did in Chicago, downtown Chicago. So, I did a condo conversion project. I sold like 13 condos because I knew I had to save up money to go to LA.
How much did you make? I'm curious, like, was that like a huge windfall? Were you making?
You know, honestly, like right out of college, I made, how much did I bring out to LA? 48,000.
That's good money.
Yeah. Just, I mean.
That was 10 years ago?
That was, yeah. I can't believe it.
You
yeah.
know, 48.
That was around the top, right after Top Model, right after college, you know, and yeah, I knew that, you know, it was going to be really expensive out here. So, and I didn't know anyone out here.
Wasn't that hard leaving that job? You just made 48 grand?
No, I knew that it was just like a small little stepping stone to what, to a greater purpose, you know, what I was going to do inevitably in my life. It was just something that, you know, where I was going to earn, you know, this amount of money and take it and then utilize that to save the world.
So once again, you had a plan. You had a plan.
Oh, it was always a plan. I'm a planner. I'm a Virgo. Right. There you go.
So what is this thing about saving the world? Because you've said it a few times.
Yeah. You know, I think everyone's put here for a purpose, and a lot of people don't know their purpose. And, you know, some people find it later in life. Some people know it, you know, when they're born. Some people, you know, it comes along along the way of life. But I really think that I've known it for a very long time. And, you know, some people are here to have kids and then their kids, you know, change the world or make a difference. And some people, you know, like I said, go through life and they don't know. But I'm here for a greater purpose. And I think that it's utilizing the entertainment business, like I said, as a platform to raise awareness to what's going on, particularly with endangered species and what's happening in Africa and Indonesia and all these animals that are dying, and they're dying very quickly. And, you know, they've been here for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years, and all of a sudden they're going extinct now because of us.
Well, you know? Well,
and it's just devastating what I see every day, the emails, the calls I get for help. And because I'm now involved in it so heavily that, you know, I have my foundation. Before, I was just one person doing it. And, you know, people would ask for help, but not as much as they do now.
Are you auditioning and still in the entertainment business?
Yeah, I am. But, you know, this is my focus. You know, we shot a documentary that I just produced, and I knew that it had to happen. It had to happen quickly because if people don't know about what's going on in the world, not just with animals, about our environment, what's happening with the rainforest being cut down, and, you know, and that's a big threat to these species.
Here's what's hurting the rainforest. I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
I'm going to save you some time.
Palm oil?
No. Consider this like a consulting thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. First of all, the rainforest is overrated, just so you know.
No, it's not.
It is. It's completely overrated. Have you ever eaten at the Rainforest Cafe?
I like that place.
I've eaten there.
It's a good place.
My sinuses killed me. I ate there and I was like, you know what? The rainforest can go.
You're so
I've had enough of it. Seriously, we'll survive.
I stayed in the rainforest.
Now, the other
great
thing, let me help you out again.
Yeah.
I'll give you something else. Okay. Take notes on this.
Yeah, I am.
I want you to save this. Recording.
I'm going to save it in my phone.
It's important.
Okay, perfect.
They're just animals, Katie.
They can't. So funny.
They can't talk. No, they can't talk.
They have their own language.
Hold on. Have you ever seen a dog read? Have you ever heard a dog read?
You know what? Honestly, Vic, you're pushing my buttons here.
Go on.
I'll give you some facts. Okay. So,
give us the best.
I'll give you the best facts. Okay.
Right.
We share this planet with 8.7 million different species, and we're just one of them.
Okay.
And there's...
We're the best, Katie. We're the best.
You're so funny. we're smart, but, you know, we don't know. I mean, they're smart, too. They're very smart. Bonobos are the closest. They have 99.9%.
Who? Bonobos?
They're one of the great apes. They're the closest DNA to humans, and orangutans are 97% closest to us.
I'm trying to help you here. Okay. I mean, these are great facts, but you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, you can make so much money just focusing on your modeling and acting.
I don't care about that. I'm utilizing
trying to help
that.
You. I see your husband through the glass. He's with me on this.
Yeah. sure.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Listen, the animals have done fine without you.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
Let someone else deal with the animals.
No, no.
You are such a gorgeous, talented woman.
That's why I'm here.
No. Let someone else who doesn't have that talent take care of the pandas.
You're so funny.
You, being who you are, do what you do.
I do what I do. That's why I'm producing this amazing documentary.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm in it as well.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
I'm helping you right now. I know it just seems like we're talking here, but I'm a friend. We worked together for 4 years.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It was great.
So this is what I want you to do.
Right.
Repeat after me.
What?
I, Katie Cleary.
I'm not going to say the rest of it. Katie Cleary.
I'm going to pursue my acting and modeling career.
No.
Over my animal interests.
No way. This is my passion.
Come on.
No, I'm not doing it.
When you're 60 and weigh 300 pounds, that's when you, 400 pounds, that's when you do the animal stuff.
But I have a voice now, too.
No. You're young.
I could do both.
Your husband's nodding with me.
I know
the class.
He is. I know him very well.
Well, listen, and I haven't talked to him. I'm just telling you as it is. This is a fair, we call the show It's a Fair Question.
It is.
I'm feeling like you've asked me the question, what should I do with my life?
No, I'm doing it with my
life. This is an intervention. You don't realize it.
No way. You see all the stuff I post.
You're
on
in like your early 30s, something like that, late 20s.
Early 30s.
Let me tell you something. And you could play younger. This is a time to be seizing that.
Yeah.
Then after you've become a mega, mega thing and you've done really well, you're close, you're getting there. Then we work on animals.
I want to do it all at once.
No.
Yeah.
That laser focus that got you where you are on the model, top model and Deal or No Deal, that's what we need. Stay on track with that. I'm concerned about you, Katie.
Oh, I'm good. I have a great, it's been a good ride.
No, I know, but you
it's
know.
Been a great ride.
No, it's great. You seem really happy, and that's really,
oh, I'm so happy.
That's ultimately what it's about.
If you have a passion and you know what it is, that's the most important thing, I think.
Well, and also the courage to go with it.
Giving back. Giving back is important.
So you're married.
Yeah, I'm married.
Yeah, and
I'm a married lady.
I always ask this to the Deal or No Deal models because I worked with them so closely, and I have to ask you this question.
Yes.
It's pressing. Mm-hmm. It's important. On the show, we were coworkers.
Yes.
And I'm very professional when I work. I separate business from pleasure.
You were funny in the show. No, I got to be honest.
Thank you.
You were a big jokester.
Well, that's nice.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
It was fun.
That's what we called you.
Really?
Vic the Joker.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
But let's talk about something a little more serious.
Okay.
Okay. Now, obviously you like Jewish men. You married one.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish.
I do. I know.
We went to the same high school.
I know.
Now, I stayed away from you because, I am a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You respect that.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So I never would even think about you like a sister then.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, had you met your husband shortly after Deal or No Deal?
I did. I know. He was upset. Oh. He's like, why the hell did you end Deal? And then you met me.
He
wanted to come on set.
You know that. No, that was a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't trying to get you in the gravy train.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
You're right. Yeah, there was guys.
So, So my question is, had I said, hey, called you up, the show's done. Hey, Katie, it's Vic. And, I just thought it'd be fun. Maybe we could go have dinner. Who knows? I wouldn't say it like that. I say hang out.
Yeah.
What would you have said?
I would have said, of course. Absolutely.
So
see?
What do you mean see? Is there a shot?
Like what? Andrew's laughing.
You never know. No, because when I look at Andrew, I see me.
Well.
Seriously.
Look at his face. He's all red.
First of all, let me tell you, I'm going to describe this guy. He is like a supermodel.
He's a handsome
together,
guy.
I'm going to tell you something. I see you two guys together. I want to watch you have sex.
Oh, great. That's so wonderful
to
hear.
No, because it's like being in the animal, you'll relate to this in the animal kingdom.
Yeah?
You see two animals and you just want to watch that. Like I've actually put it in my head. I imagined what it would be like.
He's dying. Look at his face. It's all red.
What?
You're embarrassing him.
No. But the thing is, you guys are like a gorgeous couple.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and I mean, it's certain people, they get the same kind of, not to say we wouldn't have had that, but it's just.
Well, everyone's different.
But he's a stunning man.
He's a handsome guy. He's an athlete. He's a big guy.
Right. But is that all?
6'4",
is that, how important is that to you? Do you think you could have gone with a guy who wasn't as handsome and built?
I like the tall built, but not to say that
we
wouldn't have worked out.
This is why we're talking.
I like the big guys.
Yeah. Right. Mindy, you saw him, right? Mindy's working our board tonight.
Yeah.
You saw Andrew.
Yeah.
What do you think of him? What do you think of Andrew, her husband?
He's got the muscles. I should challenge him to an arm wrestling match.
You should.
But honestly, did you feel things when you saw him? Like,
Okay, I don't know if you know this, Vic, but I'm a little bit of a chubby chaser, so the muscles don't actually do it for me. I like the cuddly guy.
Okay, so that did do it. I gotta tell you.
But I know I'm a weird one, and that's not the way most women are.
Andrew, why don't you come in here? Thank you for sharing that. We're going to bring him in here, and you can just sit next to your wife.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, we'll make this a little bit of a family thing. I'm making sure he's sitting across the table from me, so if he tries to leap over, I won't get hurt. You look a little red. Did I say anything that embarrassed you? I hope not.
Yep.
No. Everything you said, I agreed with 100%.
Get right on that, Mike. So you're with me on this idea that maybe the animal thing's got to be put on hold just for a little.
We have certainly had that conversation.
There we go.
Yeah, we have.
Isn't it interesting? Because I didn't know that. Am I just intuitive?
No, I mean, you know what? I'm incorporating it all together, which is great.
Here's the thing. Andrew, I'm on your side on this, right?
Yeah.
There's only a certain window that a model has. They could do the rest of their life. You could grab hairy moles in your 50s, a beard, and you'll be great at that.
You're so
but
funny.
But right now, right?
We're living to be 100 years old now.
So right, exactly.
You're talking about a window of being a bikini model actress you have between like 16.
I'm not just a bikini model.
35, okay, maybe.
All right, buddy.
Then you got the other 65 years to dedicate.
Not Tippi, like
your friend Tippi's still doing it. She's 87.
I think she's 83. Tippi Hedren, Melanie Griffith's mom.
I didn't know that.
83?
So, you know, I think I've struck a nerve. I think in the marriage, in the relationship here.
He wants me to just take it easy. He wants me to take it easy.
I know what he wants.
What?
He sees that you can make a great living as a model.
I'm still doing it.
And he's concerned that you're spending a little too much time with the animals and not enough time pursuing the acting and modeling.
How did you do this?
Right?
Because, yes, that's what he says 100%. To me all the time.
Because if you were my wife, I would say the same thing.
But I'm passionate, though. I'm really passionate.
A lot of people are passionate.
This is what makes me happy, though.
But what?
You know, I've been doing modeling since I was 12.
Hold on. You were like Michigan. That doesn't count.
I was all over the place.
Let me tell you, deal or no deal. You're not. I know it feels like you're being cornered here. Deal or no deal was a great. It is warm in here. Deal or no deal was a big thing, and it helped you get a lot of
national profile. It was a big stepping stone.
Right.
For sure.
And I've seen you in a lot of stuff since then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously your career is going great.
Yeah.
But I always feel like there's only so much, you know, what I put my attention on is what I get. If I'm too spread out, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to do a TV show, though. So that's what we're working on right now.
Right. Okay.
About animals that I'm going to host.
As I said before.
I'm down to watch that. So.
See, would you watch me host
I'm just saying they're only animals.
But the business has been slow lately, and she doesn't want to do reality and everything.
I don't want to do reality. I've been asked to do reality.
So
she's creating her own movie that she's producing and starring in. So
I don't like what I'm hearing here.
Yeah. I've done enough reality.
Hold on a second. Wait, let's back up a minute. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. This is what got you to where you are. Suddenly no good anymore?
No. I think I've done enough of it. You know what I mean? It's time to move on. I did that.
I disagree.
It's time to, really? You think reality?
I think that you can make an amazing career in reality TV and all the lines have been blurred.
What kind of show do you think I would be good on?
I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But I mean, I just think this idea of not doing reality because it's reality is a huge mistake.
You don't think you can do too much reality?
No.
Really?
You haven't been.
I've been told that.
Let me say this. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything.
Yeah.
Reality TV is a way to make a huge, really good living. And if you really want to become high profile, and you're going to say this is crazy, but you look at that woman from Beverly Hills Wives or whatever,
Lisa. You know, yeah, Lisa. She's a friend of mine.
And the skinny whatever, the one from New York.
Yeah, Skinny Vodka.
Oh yeah,
Bethany
I know.
Frankel.
Okay. You know, that woman.
But they did it the right way, though.
Whatever. I'm just saying, I'm saying is that was reality TV.
Yeah.
And that Frankel had her own talk show. I don't know if she still does.
Yeah.
She wants to raise awareness about the anteater or walrus. People are going to run and listen to her.
She's smart, though. She's smart, too. She's rare. I mean, you know, people, you got to do it the right way.
I know,
look at it as a vehicle. She's turned down a lot of different reality.
Right. I mean, I don't know what you've turned down.
Yeah, several. But that's okay. You know, I'm driven. I know, you know, what direction I want to be taken seriously.
I know that you're very, you know, you're focused and it's all worked out well. I just think that the world's changed, you know?
Yeah.
And it's because of reality TV that we're talking.
Yeah. I just don't want to, I look at the Kardashians and I feel like they've tainted it. And I'm like, you know, as much as, they make a ton of money.
But
I just don't want to be, you know, they don't stand for anything. They don't use their celebrity to help right. and give back and raise awareness. And that's what I have a problem with. But when you have a platform like that and you don't use it for good, you know, you might as well not even be in the public eye.
Right. But the reality TV is what's going to give you that avenue. You know, if you could be in the Kardashian space.
I would like to host. I mean, I would love to, you know, like National Geographic, you know,
so it's not
a
just
show
reality.
On, you know, Animal Planet,
that
National
would
Geographic.
Be great.
That's what I want to do and utilize the entertainment business in a way, you know, that, you know, because I would, you'll see me if I'm interacting with animals, you see that passion come out. You
right,
see,
I see what you're saying.
That,
okay.
you know, you attract people because of that. Because
I just don't
you
get
love
the,
it, you know
I just
I mean?
Don't get the idea.
It could be a reality TV show about it,
that's
you
what
and
I would like
animals.
To do. Yes.
No, I, okay. So, but,
yeah,
exactly.
But when you said I don't want to do reality,
no, but
it,
it's a certain type, like not the Beverly Hills crap, not right. the Real Housewives of Miami, nothing like that. That's not, okay. that's not, you know, be taken seriously
okay.
with that kind of stuff.
Andrew, let me talk to you a minute. Did you have to marry a model? I mean, you're a good looking guy. It's a fair question. Is it like you couldn't marry some woman who just looked kind of average?
That is the $1 million question that we have. I could have gone with an 8 that would just wanted to sit at home and, you know, be barefoot and pregnant and make me dinner. Or I could have gone with a 10 who's super ambitious and works and has goals and drive. And, you know, I got the best of both worlds, I think.
Have you met anyone like me before?
No, no one's like you.
Why not?
Not even close.
That's not what you told me earlier, Andrew. As if we barely spoken. No. So are you smitten?
Of course. She's my love.
Oh.
Do you have a nickname for her?
Several nicknames.
Let me hear some of them.
Oh, really? I don't know this.
I'd like to hear them. It's a fair question.
I don't know if I can say any of these on the radio. Any,
only the appropriate ones.
Do you guys sext?
Not that much. No.
He's really busy with work and I'm really busy with work.
Honest. I want you honesty here.
Yeah.
Katie, have you ever seen his penis via text, email or Skype or any other type of technology?
No, I've seen his ass, but no, not his penis.
Really? A bare ass shot?
Yeah, I just took it the other day, actually. I took it the other day. So
you like his ass, don't you?
He has a pretty good nickname in college.
What was his nickname?
Double bubble.
Well, I have to say, as a man, and I'm not afraid to admit this, double bubble. But I looked at your ass. I mean, you have like a football player.
He's
like rock solid
booty. Oh yeah, biggest ass I've ever seen.
It's not, I didn't think it was that big. I just thought it was muscular.
It's like big.
It's not fat.
It's muscular. It's like it's a shelf.
So you had
to put a Coke on that.
So you had to. Do you think? I mean, because like I say, you guys are a great couple. You know, beautiful
Thank
looking,
you.
And
Thank
you have obviously good energy together.
Yeah.
How's the sex life?
It's great. It's great. Yeah.
With each other, I mean.
It's great. Absolutely.
Why is he saying nothing?
When we get around to it, it's great.
Yeah. We're just, honestly, I feel like we're being pulled in so many different directions.
Hold on.
With work. And so, you know, and the animals.
Do you guys live together?
Yeah.
You're letting a panda get in your way?
No. His work is, you know, in the internet advertising is stressful and what I do is stressful. So, you know, we find time.
Is this true?
When I come home, I'm ready to go. I leave my work in my office.
I'm ready to go.
So
it sounds like
Katie goes
all the time.
Katie goes 24/7. Have to say it's more on her end.
Really? You think so? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I mean, so you're ready. You're good to go.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
There's always room for that.
Have I ever said no?
Have you ever? No, you're a guy. What guy do you know that ever said no?
What percentage do you say
guys
no?
Guys always say yes.
That's not true, though, that all guys say yes.
No?
No.
That's what I think. No.
No, just like
you
turned down reality
yes?
TV. I turned down quite a bit.
No, I've said no
sure
to some people.
You said no to some people?
Mindy, our board operator, I said no to earlier today.
Well, she likes the soft,
put on some
weight.
Know,
cuddly guys.
Yeah, that's right. I got to put on some
weight. Yeah, you got about another 100 pounds.
So this is, you know, they say, I mean, Eddie Murphy has, it was Chris Rock, I think, said, I think it was Chris Rock, about how like you see a good looking woman and then, I hate to say this, but some guy is sick of
effing her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So here we've got you got a great looking wife and then we see you. Are you that guy who's sick of just, it's like old news or, I mean, it's a fair question.
There's no way to honestly answer that. That's a good,
no
it's
comment.
A very good adage. It's
no
a good
comment.
Saying.
It is a
but
good
you, as long as you mix it up, you know, we...
Yeah, you got to keep it, like, you know, fun and...
We do
know?
Some role playing.
Yeah.
What's the role playing?
We watch you porn and...
Yeah, actually, mix it up. I like, what is it? Art X?
You porn.
X-art.
X-art. X-art. Yeah, X-art is, like, all these beautiful European supermodels having sex.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
She wears a blonde wig once in a while, so we're all good.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Marilyn Monroe wig. Yeah.
It's funny you say that. I had a, I dated this girl. I really loved her. You know, well, I don't know if I should say her name, but anyways, you met
blonde?
Her. Yeah, you met her.
I know who she is. Yeah.
But she actually wasn't blonde then. She became blonde later, but she knew I loved her when she was blonde. We actually went to high school together. And so this is, you know, like we got together. It's not a sentence. We got together again as adults. And so she knew I loved her as a blonde, but she couldn't change her hair because of her acting work. Mm-hmm. So she bought a blonde wig.
No way.
But I couldn't have sex with her.
Because it was awkward?
Well, no, I felt like I was having...
Cheating on her?
No. No, I felt like I was having sex with an Orthodox woman going through chemo.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, I told her that and she got really sad because she spent like a couple $100 on this wig.
She couldn't return it.
I just couldn't, no. No,
those, why don't you wear it?
Nah, I won't. I wouldn't want it. That would
be funny.
I would have no problem.
He would have worn it on the show for sure. That's what he would do. Yeah. We dress up in funny costumes.
On Deal or No Deal.
Or naked.
Well,
run around naked. It's
not
fine.
Entirely.
Not entirely, just with a diaper.
So when we say role play, I don't remember that. When you say role play, are we talking like mommy, like daddy, daughter?
No, nothing like that. No.
Actually, that is
more
a fair,
like,
that's a fair question because she has daddy issues.
I don't even know. What's the... What would you say? What
the role playing stuff?
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, like you're a virgin and like a bad boy.
Bad boy.
What's a
you're
bad boy?
Dirty girl.
Yeah. Okay. Stuff like that. Yeah.
See, I would think, and I hate to go there, but I have to, and it is a fair question. The father thing, some daddy issues.
She's got a lot of daddy issues.
I think every girl that I know that's kind of was raised by a single parent has issues with that.
And what does that look like?
Abandonment issues. Like you think that, you know, the person's going to leave you or... You know, or they're going to find somebody else or, you know, because if the dad's not around, you're like, okay, well, where the hell is he? What is he doing? You know, so you feel like you're abandoned.
Right.
So you kind of carry that with you through adulthood.
Did you go through therapy on that? Did you talk about that?
No, I don't think.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Soon.
No. Yeah, right.
Really?
No.
Does it create a problem? I mean,
sometimes
some
it does.
Stress?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And you know, what does that look like?
No, just like, you know, you want to know where the person is and you want to make sure that they're, you know, they're not going to hurt you. And that's what it's all about.
Even when you're married, do you get some?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all interesting, but that's.
It's, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, they're where they say they're going to be and they're honest and loyal. And
did your father cheat on your mother?
Yes. That's why. That's why.
And how did you know that? I mean.
Oh, it can. Yeah. I mean. God, how could I not know?
Well, sometimes things are kept secret.
Oh, yeah, you know, but eventually it comes out, you know.
And, who did he cheat on with?
Oh, God, it was a long time ago. It was a younger woman, unfortunately, yeah. So, you know, things happen, unfortunately. But honestly, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be the strong person I am and doing what I'm doing because it's given me that drive and that purpose and that ability to find out, you know,
well, that's a great point.
Why I'm here, you know, and yeah, I mean, I honestly thank God it happened. I think it's, you know, even I think for my mom, I think that it made her a stronger woman. That's what I think.
Well, you definitely are a strong woman. And you know, it's like, I do believe also, you know, that what happens in our lives is throughout forms us and we get a lot of benefit. And then there is some stuff that's challenging that comes from it as well. So the benefit is you're a strong woman, independent, driven, self-made.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like some of the challenges are jealous, checking up on him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you?
It's a given.
When
it's
you
a
see
given.
When you see women at the office, his office, he works in advertising. It's very slick, high gloss, gorgeous women. What do you think?
I don't know. There's about a bunch of nerdy guys that work for him.
I wasn't allowed to hire any of those women.
Yeah, I know he's not. No, but no. Honestly, I think it's. I mean, I know you know everyone that he works with, but it's more so just you know like you know looking at reactions. You know, maybe when we're out or. You know, but I think also girls that didn't grow up the way I did, you know, also have a little bit of that too.
You think it's also working in the entertainment business?
Yeah, I think so because, you know, my friends are all modeling and acting and they're all beautiful and they're all, you know, blonde. And, you know, it's just the way it goes in this business, I think.
Well, it's interesting because usually it's the guy married to the model who's the jealous one.
Yeah, it's true.
Now,
yeah.
Granted, I think that Andrew could be a model. He is that handsome.
Oh, he's very handsome. He is. He's a tall, handsome, you know, strapping right.
if I were not,
young man.
If I were not straight, I would pursue him.
Was you
if
really?
He were single?
Thank
you.
Yeah.
If he were single.
Yeah. He was looking for, you know, when I met him at the dog park, though, he was looking for a woman.
At the dog park.
Who isn't?
That's smart, actually.
He saw me, and he was stalking me.
It was between you and a terrier.
Yeah, right? I rescued him, essentially.
Well, let me ask, I want to know, Andrew, how does that work when you've got a very attractive wife? Guys, you walk in a restaurant and guys stare. Some guys don't have any kind of class or etiquette. You just go, that's just part of what happens when you're, you know, that just comes with it? Or do you not even notice?
Well, for me, I notice it, of course, but she doesn't ever give me any reason to be concerned or to be jealous, so I'm not. And I'm also a very confident, independent person, and I feel like, you know, I'm bringing a lot to the table and I don't have to be insecure about, you know, whatever else is out there. There's always going to be somebody that's richer,
have you ever
better
cheated?
Looking.
Have you ever cheated on a woman?
No.
He's such a liar. I know he has.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what feeds into some of the fear?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. A little bit, you know.
He's turning bright red. It is a fair question.
It is. I mean, what guy hasn't? That's what I feel like.
Don't be upset with her, by the way, because you broke down. You said no.
And then he starts laughing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's obvious. So, come on. Yeah,
but was that like a young thing? Or was that, that's...
No. Look at him. He's bright red.
So this is during the marriage?
No.
Oh, he would be booted.
I wouldn't be here.
No, I don't allow that.
No. There's no...
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Zero tolerance?
Once they do it, they're going to do it again. That's what I believe, you know. I believe, you know, unfortunately, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Right.
You know.
Also, I don't know, you know, people, I think that there's this fantasy when they see, people see attractive couples that it's somehow better or easier or something. I don't think there's any difference.
No, we still have, you know, still people. We still have the same, you know, hardships. We,
it can be more challenging too.
I think so because I want to be taken seriously. You know, I want people to, you know, not just look at me from the outside, but, you know, feel realize I'm a good person and, you know, that I give back.
Sorry to interrupt. I was just, if you feel, you know, Andrew's, you're like an ad executive?
Yeah.
Business guy?
Yeah, I have my own online advertising company called Seed Corn Advertising.
Okay. Seed?
Seed Corn.
Yeah. S-E-E-D?
Yes.
Is it like a sperm reference or something?
Mm.
Planting a seed and watching it grow.
Metaphorical for my Midwestern roots.
Oh, that's good. Okay, and you're from Ohio, so you're both from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been married?
Almost 3 years. I can't believe it. Wow.
Yeah.
This summer, 3 years.
Yeah,
so this summer. So when are you going to have children?
A couple more years, I think. Yeah, right now is prime time to get some stuff out of the way and, you know, career-wise, and then, you know, focus on the children, because I don't have to, you know, work for at least a couple of years.
Andrew, when are you guys going to have kids? Go right to him.
We get that all the time.
Yeah.
But she's younger than me, so she's not in the same time frame as a woman who would be my age. So she's given us a couple more years.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I might be ready sooner, but we're going to wait a couple more years.
So you're ready to have a kid, Andrew? Like you can start?
Not today, but soon.
Soon, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'll be 40 next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So... You were talking, you know, we've talked a lot about your organization. If people do want to see that or like look into it, where do they go online?
Yeah, just go to peace and then the number 4animals.com. And you can check out what I do. And we have a mini rescue at our place. We have several animals, dogs and cats that we've rescued, but we work with the California Wildlife Center and rehabilitate. Had everything. They do everything. Birds and squirrels and, you know, raccoons and fawns and mountain lions. And we do everything. We work with a lot of different organizations.
And do you have your own animals at home?
We do. Yeah. Cats and dogs. We've rescued them all from the shelters or found them on the street and bottle fed, 5 kittens when we first met. And that's how I knew I was going to marry him. I said, if this guy wakes up every 2 hours to bottle feed these kittens for me. Yeah. He's the one.
He's whipped.
He's
is what
the
it
one.
Is.
And he did every 2 hours. I'm like, wake up. It's time. They're all crying. So we would rotate these 5 kittens.
Is your family out here or are they still?
Here? No, they're in Chicago. Yeah. They're in Chicago.
And so the future for you see being the animal activism?
Inquire. I want to have my own show. I mean, that's my dream on National Geographic, Nat Geo, or Discovery, or Animal Planet, one of those. Mm-hmm. But you know, about what's going on in the world right now. My passion. I love big cats. So right now, the tiger problem right now in India is really, really bad. So you know, we got to try to save them, bring their numbers back up.
What do you have? What kind of spiritual life do you have? I know you've got, it sounds like through your animals, you have quite a bit. Are you religious?
Oh, yeah. Very religious.
Where do you get your strength? What do you lean on or lean into?
Jesus.
Really?
Jesus gives me my strength. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm very spiritual. You know, I pray a lot, and I feel like all of my prayers have been answered.
What kind of prayers do you make? Are they prayers for things, or are they prayer for relief from painful feelings?
I pray for the planet. I pray to heal the planet.
Really? Because, you know, honestly, the first reaction is, that sounds like, it's hard to believe because it's so sweet. You really do? Like,
my prayer, like, you know, like a normal prayer would be, first, I would pray for, you know, the health of my family and friends and everything. And, continue, you know, and thankful for what I have and what God has given me. And then I pray for all the animals that are being killed and all the children in the world that, you know, can't eat or impoverished and their families. And I, you know, pray to heal the planet. And that's what I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're doing it.
I know that I'm here for a reason. And I think that, you know, that's the job that I was given. And I know it may sound crazy, and I believe that everyone's here for a purpose, and it's not for selfish reasons. It's to give back. We've taken too much from this planet, and it's, the effects are being shown right now. You know, pollution and the, you know, Great Pacific Garbage Patch, that's three times the size of Texas in the Pacific Ocean. I mean, it's just horrible.
Andrew, hold on one second.
You know,
you get tired of hearing about this environment and animal stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
So how do you handle that? Because it's a lot. She's been talking a lot about this interview, and not a bad thing, but I mean,
this is her number one passion. She wants to spread the word, like Jesus, about animals to everyone.
But you realize you're not having sex a lot because she's concerned about kangaroos.
Yes.
That's true. Tigers.
Tigers. Isn't that a little infuriating? My skin is tingling. My scalp. When I get worked up.
Well, I have to think of it like, for every time I don't get laid, two animals get saved.
Oh, that's a great way to think of it, Andrew.
That is so sweet.
That's so sweet. Oh.
If that's true, then I've saved a jungle. Number of times I haven't gotten laid. Is that really how you see it?
Yes.
You actually have had to equate it to animals are surviving because
that's how I can sleep at night.
Jerking off on the couch.
That's awesome. Exactly.
You porn?
Really? See, I would have troubles with that. I mean, I don't know. But I
remember, I met him at a dog park, and he had several animals when I met him. So that's the only reason I married him.
I'm concerned. This could be an issue, though. If you're going to have to get on board with this animal
thing. It's been an
issue,
actually. He's on board. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because, like, she's kind of, like, crazy about it. Like, it's not a little thing, and I don't think it's going to pass.
Oh, no, no. This is what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
I mean, you're in it. You're in it deep, Andrew.
Makes me happy.
You're going to have to, like, whether you like animals or not, you're going to have to pretend.
No.
I love animals, but it's a different level of extremism.
Don't you get tired of it?
Like, for example, the year before I met her, I found the same, like, six baby kittens underneath this house I was renting. And I brought them in and took them to the shelter and, you know, took care and said goodbye. The next year I meet her, we find another litter from probably the same cats of the six kittens, and I'm up all night feeding them at 2 a.m.
Your
That's
choice.
That's a difference.
But your choice. So obviously you got something out of that, right?
Yeah, you married me.
Right. You wouldn't have done it just for the fun. But I'm a little concerned about this. You guys are going to have to work on this animal problem.
Oh, we've had discussions. I bring animals home and sometimes don't tell him.
Well, I want to tell you.
That's the biggest problem.
No, Katie, I'm going to help you out here.
Okay.
I'm going to help your marriage.
Okay.
You know, there's one animal that's the most important that you have to satisfy every night. It's not the rhino. I'm telling you.
Every night.
It's that animal sitting next to you.
I know.
I think we should make this a weekly recurrence of this radio show.
Yeah, I think this is a good radio show.
I was
going to
get a therapist, but I think we're just going to come here.
I think Vic should just come over.
I'm going to tell you something, because the animals, there's lots of animals, that's great, but there's only one of him.
That's true.
And this guy needs to be.
And he's an animal.
He needs to be fed. He needs to be fed.
Oh, and he's fed.
You know what
he's
got to eat.
No, he's not fed enough. This man is hungry. He's hungry for your loving.
Oh.
And now
I'm hungry for his.
You got to feed that man.
Oh, I'll feed him.
Nightly basis. Okay. And when you are, I want you to be thinking of me. When
you, all right, I'm sure he's going to love that
when you're
one.
On top of him.
I'll say, Vic.
When you're on top of him and looking in his eyes, you're seeing my eyes.
You're so funny. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, it's been great visiting with you guys.
Yes,
so much
too.
Fun. Katie, yeah. Katie, K-A-T-I-E, letter C.
.com. And then peace, the number 4, animals.com. And check out Give Me Shelter. You can look it up on YouTube, the trailer, 4-minute trailer. Give Me Shelter.
And Indiegogo.
Katie Cleary. Okay. And then donate to Indiegogo if you want.
Also, if you guys are going to role play tonight, somehow work me into it. Imagine I'm
the blonde wig. Okay. The blonde
Thanks, everyone.
I might
Thank
have
you
a hard
guys.
Time
Bye.
Getting erection. But
I'm Vic Cohen. And it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question.